The Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports, presents Sharing the Victory with University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown. Today, Ron has three special guests as we celebrate Independence Day. We hope this program will be a blessing and encouragement to you as we thank God for his blessings. Here's Ron Brown standing by with his first guest.
You know, we toss around the term hero often, and we do it in the sports world. We do it in the military world even. As we celebrate July the 4th and Independence Day, we do have a true hero here. And that's Chad Hennings, the former Dallas Cowboy and Air Force pilot, won the Outland Trophy in college. Chad, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Coach, my pleasure. Glad to be on.
You know, Chad, the reason why I called you a hero, I understand in the final days of the Gulf War, you escorted planes that dropped supplies to the Kurds in the northern part of Iraq as part of Operation Comfort. I mean, your life was on the line. Talk to us a little bit about your prayer life during that time and what you were experiencing in terms of intimacy with Jesus Christ through those life-threatening situations.
I remember when I was graduating from the Air Force Academy, one of my sponsors there was a retired one-star general who had combat missions in Vietnam. And he shared with me a common prayer that a lot of fighter pilots back then used was, "Dear God, just let me complete my mission." You know, and it alluded to the fact to me about self-sacrifice, about giving of oneself, about camaraderie, taking care of your wingman, and wanting to accomplish your mission. And that's the theme of my mindset. As Christians, it's not about us. It's about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's about our Heavenly Father. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's about glorifying Him through our actions, our words, our deeds. And it's about accomplishing the mission as to why we're here on earth. And that's to glorify Him and bring praise to Him. What I want to leave is a legacy behind my kids, one of integrity, of a character, of, you know, moral values, and my Christian spirituality. And that's what I wanted to leave now, as well as back then when I was flying those missions. It brought me closer to Christ because I was there right where it all began, where Abraham went from the Ur of the Chaldeans down into the promised land, that I flew over the Tigris and Euphrates River. I was there where Mount Ararat is. To see it, it kind of makes it surreal, and it brings a reality to the Bible that the people that it talked about, the places that it talked about, are actual real places where you can touch it, you feel it, you can see it. It made the Bible more alive for me.
Boy, that's a great point, Chad. I love what you're saying there. And also, I really believe, you know, when we're in Christ, it's going to flesh out. And God asked you to flesh it out in the military in some dangerous situations. And Chad, I'd love to have you just share with us a little bit of what that looks like for men and women who have served in the armed forces throughout our nation. How do you pay tribute to them, not just in a terms of a patriotic way for America, but I mean in a biblical way in terms of honoring God by protecting and attacking that which is not right?
You know, first and foremost, what we can all do for our men and women who are in the armed forces is pray for them, pray for their safety, pray for their safe return to their families, pray for not only their physical well-being, but for their mental well-being too. Let me give you a quick analogy. Back in World War II, a typical military person would have a tour of, say, 4 years. They would spend any time up to 6 months in combat during those 4 years. During the Korean War, that went up to 9 months out of those 4 years. Vietnam, it went up to a year, a little over a year in combat. Now, in today's modern era, this current international war on terror, our military men and women who are serving, of a 52-month deployment time, or that their active duty, will spend over 46 to 48 months in combat. That's over 4 years in combat. So you can imagine the amount of duress and stress on these individuals. And they're battling things such as traumatic brain injury from concussion blasts, from IEDs, as well as artillery shells and RPGs that are going off around them. They're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as the separation from their family and their loved ones. And people aren't necessarily seeing, they see the physical aspects of the war, but for the families, the moms, the wives at home, and the kids at home that are having to hold it together while dad's gone for a year fighting in combat. So as American citizens, the implications for this current war go beyond what you just think of, X's and O's of combat and mortar wounds and separation. It's a whole domestic Pandora's box that we've opened. So to pay honor and tribute to those men and women who put their country before themselves, that are sacrificing of themselves, we honor them by thanking them, and but most importantly, by continuing to pray for them.
You know, Chad, that is so well said, and I would love for you right now on national radio, if you wouldn't mind praying for these folks who are involved in active service, and for those who have been in service who may be feeling the effects, the trauma of what war was like. Would you mind just laying before us as we celebrate Independence Day today, prayer up to God for us all?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your sovereignty, that you sit on your throne today. Lord, I pray your blessing be over the people of our nation. I pray your blessing be over our men and women who are serving in our armed forces today, both domestically as well as abroad overseas. Lord, I pray for their physical well-being. Lord, I pray for their emotional and spiritual well-being. Lord, I pray that you draw them closer to you, that they say, or as we often say, that there are no atheists in foxholes, Lord, but as they're in that combat situation, that you reveal yourself to them as to your, who you truly are, your true nature, your true character. And above all, also, Lord, I pray for the families that are left at home that have to continue to live life when their loved ones are gone. And I pray for those, Lord, that for those individuals who have given the ultimate sacrifice of giving their life for their country and for the loved ones that are experiencing the loss daily, Lord, I pray for your comfort, your peace that surpasses all human understanding, Lord, be over them, protect them. And Lord, I pray for our president, and I pray for our members of Congress, as well as for our chiefs of staff and all military hierarchy of leadership. I pray you grant them wisdom and discernment to seek your will for our nation. And I pray this in the perfect, precious, and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Chad, that was awesome. Thank you very much for doing that. And we across this nation have much to be thankful for, even in the midst of war. And so we will thank God. We will serve God, those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Thanks for inspiring us that way. Chad, thanks for being with us today on Sharing the Victory.
Thank you, Coach. Enjoy, and happy 4th of July.
That was Chad Hennings, the former outstanding lineman at the Air Force Academy who won the Outland Trophy, former Dallas Cowboy, and former Air Force pilot who served America in the Gulf War. He's with us today on Sharing the Victory. The fireworks are just beginning as we get started to honor God for his blessings on this great land, America, as we honor Independence Day. Our next segment features Susan Bumpus, the wife of Bill Bumpus, our producer, and her amazing faith story. That's up next on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
Here's a quick hit from legendary sports broadcaster Pat Summerall.
One of the big mistakes I had made was with time, not taking time for Christ, not taking time to spend some time with the Lord, saying thank you to him. And I realized that all of us, the most valuable commodity we have is time. And take some time to count your blessings and think about what Christ has done for you.
Quick hit from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Check out our newest podcast called One-on-One at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Now back to Ron Brown.
You know, it's a particular honor to have the wife of our producer on Sharing the Victory, Bill Bumpus, Susan Bumpus, with us here today, making the connection between the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Independence Day, which we're celebrating here. Susan, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Thanks, Ron. It's a blessing to be here today.
You know, people probably are trying to figure out what is that connection, but you have one of the most amazing stories I've heard. What an act of faith involved with your dad, Ralph Obrey Jr., who fought in the Vietnam War a number of years ago. Susan, tell us about what took place. It was a very unusual story, but it's very powerful, and I think our audience needs to hear what God did through your family.
Sure, sure. My mom was 3 months pregnant with me when my father was killed in Vietnam. And as a little girl, my mom had tapes of my dad speaking. Now, my dad knew that I was coming, but had left for his second tour to Vietnam when my mom was pregnant with me. Hmm. And on this tape, he began to share with my mom that he was so thankful that she was going to have another child, and that he hoped that it would be a little girl with blonde hair and blue eyes, just like mm-hmm. her mother. And that, to me, spoke miles that, you know, my dad wanted me. Even though he was killed 6 months before I was born, he wanted a little girl. Mm-hmm. And when I was 7 years old, I couldn't understand why, when my mom remarried, why I couldn't be adopted with my stepdad's last name. She began to share with me that she made a promise with my dad to keep our last name, to honor him. And on this tape, my dad began to share his faith, how Jesus died on the cross for his sins, and how he asked Jesus into his heart and what it meant to be a Christian. And I asked my mom to stop the tape when I was 7. I said, "Mom, am I a Christian? Do I know Jesus the same way that my dad knows Jesus?"
Mm-hmm.
And my mom began to share with me, "Susan, if you've never put your trust in Jesus, if you've never verbally asked Jesus to come into your heart, then no, you're not a Christian." And so through my dad's testimony over in Vietnam, my mom and I were able to kneel in the kitchen on the floor and ask Jesus into my heart, because one day I wanted to see my real dad, and I knew he was in heaven, but I knew that there was even a greater Father in heaven who loved me so much that he allowed me to live with my dad's name and with his honor to keep me safe in my mom's womb, because the doctor told my mom that I'm a miracle baby.
Hmm.
I should not have even been here because of all the stress that she was on with my dad's death.
Hmm.
And so even that, you know, was neat that God allowed me to live. But through his testimony, knowing Jesus, I came to know Jesus. So it's an honor that God had taken my father away from me that I've never seen.
Hmm.
But someday I know that God is going to have the gates wide open, and I'm going to walk in, and my father is going to be standing right there. He will know me because I am a blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girl that looks identical to his wife, my mom.
Wow.
And I believe that God is going to allow us to have that reuniting spirit to hug on him, love on him, and tell him thank you. Thank you for taking the time and your busyness of being in combat to share your faith of Jesus Christ on a tape that took months to get back to my mom so I could hear it.
What a story, Susan. And as we wrap this up, because there's a sacrifice and an offering that God calls from each one of us. And for your dad, it was to go to war and fighting for the freedom of the world. And as we celebrate Independence Day, Susan, the greatest act of freedom and independence was your birth in Christ, because
right.
your dad's faithfulness to present the gospel, even in a difficult situation. What a story. What a blessing. Susan, thanks for sharing that with us. I know it's a vulnerable time. I know when we go through holidays like this, whether it be Independence Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, you must think of your dad. It's got to be a great joy for you also to know what a faithful man he was and to receive Jesus as your Savior through that faithfulness of your dad. That's got to be an incredible joy for you.
It is, Ron. It really, truly is.
That was Susan Bumpus, an amazing story, the wife of STV producer Bill Bumpus. Up next, another American hero. His name, Cleve McClary, a war vet who loves the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't turn that dial. That's next on FCA's Sharing the Victory.
You love sports, and you love reading about sports, but your favorite sports publication seems to have become little more than a fantasy league report. Enter Sharing the Victory magazine, published 9 times a year by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Sharing the Victory gives you in-depth articles on some of today's most popular Christian athletes and coaches, as well as stories of FCA's impact around the world. You'll also get STV's cutting-edge 2-page poster highlighting one of the magazine's featured athletes. Order your subscription today at sharingthevictory.com. Here's Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner.
We have a chance to impact people no matter where we're at on the podium, whether we're winning championships or, you know, whether we've been benched. It seems like everywhere I've been in my career that God lifted me up and then allowed some of that blessing from a worldly standpoint to be taken away. You know, a lot of people can stand up on a podium and praise God or say all the right things, but it's when you're down and things aren't going so well that people get to see your real character.
Quick hits from FCA. Sharing the Victory is a ministry of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. More information about FCA is just a click away at fca.org. Now back to Ron Brown.
A longtime hero for me personally is Lieutenant Cleve McClary. And I know there are a number of you out there via FCA or other organizations that have heard of this man, former war vet in Vietnam. Cleve, welcome to Sharing the Victory on this special celebration of Independence Day.
It's great to be here, Coach. Thank you very much.
You know, Cleve, when I think of you, of course, someone would have to see you to understand that you took some big hits in war. In the Vietnam War, March 3rd, 1968, you were critically wounded by an enemy attack, and I would imagine, just changed your life. Could you describe that day for us and what you sensed coming out of it all that God was talking to you about?
Well, I won't forget it. It was my wife's birthday, 3 March 68. I had a suicide squad hit us, had 3 dead and 8 wounded out of 13. And it was a long night, but I remember when I shot that first suicide guy and he fell in a hole with me and exploded and I was blown out and going through the air hollering out loud, "Oh God, not me." But it was me, and God had a purpose and a plan for it. And after 2.5 years in the hospital and 40 operations, they were about to wire me back together. But while I came home on leave with my wife, Deanna, we went out to an FCA meeting one night, mainly to see Bobby Richardson and Miss America. And Billy Zeoli, evangelist from Gospel Films in Muskegon, Michigan, he was a President Ford's chaplain, brought a message. Billy said, "There are two kind of fools in this world, a fool for Christ and a fool for others." And I knew then whose fool I'd been all my life. I had a lot of church, a lot of religion, knew all about God in my head, but I never personally invited him in my heart. And that night, my wife and I came forward and knelt and prayed and in a very personal way invited him to come dwell in our hearts. And we hadn't been the same since.
We're talking to Lieutenant Cleve McClary, a former war vet in the Vietnam War, suffered all kinds of damaging physical injuries through a bomb that exploded. Cleve, you've been a very inspirational speaker. I mean, God has used you to come out of this with resiliency. I mean, when people hear you speak, and I know when I did, you spoke to our football team back in the 90s at the University of Nebraska, and every time I've seen you on television, there is a resounding fervence in your voice for the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell us about what it means to come back in Christ and to live fervently with Christ coming out of trial.
Well, I think first, it means more to me than anything is Romans 5:3-5. We rejoice in our suffering, because suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope doesn't disappoint us, because God's love poured into our hearts is a free gift from the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Lord and the Holy Spirit, He gives you the strength that you need to keep on keeping on. Like a license tag on my pick-em-up truck, Fido, forget it and drive on. Don't forget people, and you can't forget what happened to you. But you just don't dwell on it. You just get up and keep going and keep on keeping on for the Lord.
We're talking to Lieutenant Cleve McClary, a war vet, speaker, and author. Cleve, there are Christians maybe listening right now on this show who are in the armed services, or there are families who have young men or young women in the armed services, and they're trying to make sense of all of this. As a Christian, is the military, the armed services, a great place in terms of training your heart and your soul for the Lord Jesus Christ? Is that something that you would continually suggest for young folks looking for something special in their life?
Which I really do. You train young people and athletes and all, and I think youngsters, young people today, men and women, are stronger and faster and better looking than we ever dreamed about being. But they start in for discipline, and don't get it at home, don't get it in the schools like they used to, and you'll get it in the military. And I think we've really cheated our young people today. Only 1% of Americans serve our country today, and I think it's really tragic because the discipline they give you is really going to help you. And then you talk about the mission field, man. You sit all over the world, and, boy, wide open, the government pays for it, and you can witness everywhere you go. So it's a wide open mission field to be a witness for the Lord. But I think the disciplined life, physically, mentally, and spiritually, is really what it's all about. And the discipline the military gives you is really good today. And I think we've cheated our young people by not letting them be a part of it for the most part.
Well said. We're talking to Lieutenant Cleve McClary, and Cleve, I just want to salute you and all of those who have worn that uniform, who have fought for this nation, for the freedom of America, and particularly those who are Christians, who have gone to war, risked their lives for a freedom that's even greater than this world could ever offer, and that's the freedom of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on a cross for our sins to free us from the penalty of sin. And Cleve, you've been a huge part of that, of taking the tragedy that you've gone through in your life and sharing it around the nation through speeches and interviews and all kinds of things to remind people of who Jesus is. I just want to personally thank you, and I salute you.
I appreciate that. It's an honor, and I didn't plan on being a speaker or going around the country. The Lord just opened those doors, and he's been mighty good to us, and I appreciate your prayers. And I want to thank all our young men and women for the freedom we have and enjoy today because of the service they're doing. It's amazing. We go into hospitals at Bethesda and Walter Reed and out at Brooks, and injured coming back, and tremendous price they're paying for our freedom. And a lot of us take it for granted, but right on this 4th of July time, we need to really stop and thank them for the freedom we enjoy for the prices that they pay.
Absolutely. God bless you, Cleve McClary. That's Lieutenant Cleve McClary with us today on Sharing the Victory. Up next, FCA President Les Steckel with Coach's Corner. Thanks for spending part of your holiday weekend with us. You're listening to FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
Serving.
Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at FCA.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. We have a championship lineup for you next weekend on Sharing the Victory. You'll hear from quarterback Tim Tebow of the national champion Florida Gators and Florida State head football coach Bobby Bowden. Plus, FCA President Les Steckel makes an important announcement. This is your place to learn how to do sports God's way. Join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. Hi, I'm Ron Brown, your host. It's time for Les Steckel in Coach's Corner.
Happy 4th of July. This great nation of ours, still the greatest in the world, is now 233 years old. It's amazing to me that America's harshest critics overseas are from nations whose governments are often just a few years old. I don't mean their leaders have been in office only a short while, but that their form of government is not that old. These nations were often born out of a revolution and are probably a half a step away from the next one. These are also nations whose people flock to our borders and immigration offices trying to get into the United States. We read many people are daily trying to crawl under fences to sneak into America, but you know I never hear of people trying to sneak out of America. Despite numerous national concerns today, there is still no place like the United States. I thank God for His obvious hand of protection and blessing on America these many years. The signers of our Declaration of Independence were very much men of God. In fact, 52 of the 56 signers were known to be devout Christians, and 27 of these had seminary degrees. That's an amazing fact. A few people today try to point out there's no mention of God in the Declaration of Independence, and our founders were really atheists and agnostics. It's true, the only time the word God appears in the Declaration of Independence is in the phrase, the laws of nature and nature's God. However, the words creator, supreme judge of the world, and divine providence are present. There's little doubt that God was synonymous with these terms in the minds of our founders. It was common practice to use these terms for God in those days, and therefore, the Declaration of Independence really mentions God four times. As for whether these founders were really Bible-believing Christians, let me quote their own words about the Bible and Christianity. Samuel Adams, the father of the American Revolution, said, "The right to freedom being the gift of God Almighty, the rights of the colonists as Christians may be best understood by reading and carefully studying the institutions of the great lawgiver and head of the Christian church, which are to be found clearly written and promulgated in the New Testament." William Livingston of New York wrote, "The land we possessed is the gift of heaven to our fathers, and divine providence seems to have decreed it to our posterity." There are many other examples I could quote. It's clear our founding fathers were Bible-believing Christians, and I'm sure that these names of God didn't confuse their contemporaries as to who they were writing about. This is Coach Les Stuckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, hoping you'll truly enjoy a safe and special holiday weekend. Amid the parades, picnics, ball games, and fireworks, remember that the founders of our country were mostly men of deep faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It was their faith that gave them the courage to declare the freedoms we enjoy today and every day. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thanks, Les. Next week, the fireworks haven't ended, y'all. We got Tim Tebow, last year's Heisman Trophy winner, with us from the University of Florida. We also have that legendary head football coach for Florida State University, the colorful Bobby Bowden, with us. And an important announcement from FCA President Les Stuckel. Happy Independence Day, y'all. Freedom! And remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a wonderful Independence Day and a great week in Christ.
Our website is available to you 24 hours a day at sharingthevictoryradio.com. You can listen to this program and past programs, plus subscribe to receive the free podcast. And there's a place to email any questions or comments you may have. You can also contact us by phone at 1-866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. Thanks for sharing part of your Independence Weekend with us, and we hope you can join us next weekend. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.